Grace and peace to all of you from Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. As was mentioned earlier, we'll be following our gospel reading from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 12. I share with you just verse 32 at this time. Do not be afraid, little flock, for your Father has been pleased to give you the kingdom. My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, COVID-19 and a variety of variants to follow, monkeypox, shootings, knifings, terrorism, bombs, everything happening around us, climate change, heat, floods, fires, war. It's enough to make you scared. And many people are scared. Maybe you are one of them. Scared that you don't even want to come out of the house. Quick, have all your groceries delivered. Have all your purchases delivered to your door so you don't have to leave the safety of home. Scared to touch things because there might be germs on them. There's a lot of fear going around. A lot of fear going around that Satan loves to use, because the more we are afraid, the more we worry, the less Satan believes we'll turn to God and we'll put our total confidence and trust in Him. Yes, we have a lot of fear going out there. There's fear of recession. There's fear of inflation. We're scared because right now milk and gasoline are battling for who's going to cost the most per gallon. We think of all the fears that are there. But Jesus is here today speaking to us in the Gospel of Luke, telling us to do something that sounds so simple and easy that it's almost too simple and too easy. He tells us, don't worry. Don't worry. And this isn't some simple thing like, don't worry, it'll all get better type thing. He says, no, don't worry. He gives a command. And when he speaks to us about not worrying about different things of this life, he's actually telling us to take confidence, to live a life of confidence. Confidence in the God who created us. Confidence that that God will provide all that we need. Let's see that confidence come to us as Jesus speaks to his disciples in Luke and also now to you and to me. He gave a command. Jesus said to his disciples, therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat, or about your body, what you will wear. For life is more than food, and body more than clothes. He says, don't worry. It's so interesting that every time Jesus came to his disciples, especially after his resurrection, he always said, peace, be quiet, be still. He would meet them in a storm, and he says, don't worry, be quiet, be still. He was always sharing peace. He didn't want his disciples to worry. It seems maybe they could have been worrying. They might have been worrying about food and drink and income because, well, they had given up their jobs, hadn't they? They had left the fishing nets in the boat. The tax collector, Matthew, had left his tax collecting alone. All had given up everything to follow Jesus. Even when he sent them out as his ambassadors, as his apostles, he told them, don't take an extra purse, don't take an extra bag or an extra change of clothes. Go to every place and see what they will provide for you. Don't worry about these things. You know, we worry about a lot of things. Are we going to be able to afford food next week? Are we going to be able to make the mortgage payment? Are we going to be able to have enough income to do what we want to do and what we've planned to do? Are we going to be able to retire like we want to do and had planned to do? So many worries. And Jesus says, don't worry. Stop the worrying. And he gives an illustration. He has the people look at the birds. Now, if you think about it, Israel is known for a lot of different varieties of birds, and it's on a flight path for the birds as they migrate back and forth. And so he says, I want you to take a look. Look at the crow, raven, he called it. There's a variety of those in Israel. Crows were scavengers. They were scavengers and carnivores, so they would look out for dead meat somewhere along the path, something that had died, something that was available. He says, look at the ravens. See any worry in their eyes? See any worry in their life? No. They don't sow, they don't reap, they don't store in barns. But the Lord provides for them, doesn't he? For ravens, which, if we look at the Jewish dietary laws, they were considered unclean. I know we've often reminded ourselves or been reminded by Jesus that he'll even watch over the sparrows, that a sparrow won't even fall to the ground, that our Heavenly Father won't notice it. Well, now he's talking not about sparrows, he's talking about crows and ravens. He's talking about those birds that you wouldn't consider clean, you didn't want to deal with. And he says, God takes care of them. And if he takes care of the ravens, think about it. Won't he take care of you? I know there are people that equate animals and humans on an equal plane. That's not really the way it is. Mankind was a special creation in God's world and lives over the animals. But he says, if God takes care of the animals, he'll certainly take care of you. So what? So let's not worry about these things. Let's not be so concerned over these things that we're fretful for life because we put our hope in all these things of life, and God is there to provide, to take care of us. He used the illustration of the ravens. Then he offers one other thing. He says, how can you, even by worrying, add a single hour to your life? I know we worry about our health. We wear the masks. We use the sanitizers. We wash our hands. We avoid contact with people who are sneezing and coughing. Oh, we can protect our life. We go to the physicians to get our physicals. We have everything checked out. Yes, we can do that. But we ourselves cannot add a single moment to our life. And Jesus is saying, if you can't do something simple like that, well, why worry about things you know you have no control over? No, the Lord is watching. And Jesus, being this master teacher, gave the one illustration of the ravens, gave the simple illustration of being able to add life, but he adds another one. He says, consider how the wild flowers grow. They don't labor or spin, yet I tell you, not even Solomon in all his splendor was dressed like one of these. The mountainsides after a rain in Israel are covered with plants, covered with wildflowers. It's a beautiful sight. Even the grass, when it would cover the hillside, it's beautiful to look at as it makes green what was dark and brown. He says, look at that. They don't sow. They don't put it together. And Solomon, with all the glory of King Solomon, with all his wealth, with all his might and power, he was never arrayed like one of these beautiful flowers. He says, if God takes care of that, which is really in passing. He says, you cut it down, you throw it in the fire, and it's gone. It's here today and gone tomorrow. Nothing lasting about it. He says, if God takes care of that, he will take care of you. Do you know that? Do you believe that? Do you have that as a fact? Oh, it's not that problems aren't going to come our way. It's not that we're not going to catch some infections and diseases. It's not that bad things aren't going to happen to us in our life. But we do know who is watching over. We do know the Creator of all things is the one who, in love for us, will not let it happen outside of his plan for us. Satan can try all he wants to bring us dismay, to cause us to worry, to cause us to fret, to get all tied up in the inside. He can do everything you want, but God is saying, don't worry. I'm here. I have a plan. I've had a plan since before the creation of the world. You are mine. And I won't let anything take you out of my hand. I won't let anything. I take care of the birds. I take care of the flowers. I take care of these things that can't take care of themselves. I will definitely take care of you. He says, don't worry. But believe. Don't worry. Oh, if we could only do that. And this, again, I'm not going to say this is one of those simple things like, don't worry, be happy. Or the old Lion King saying, Hakuna Matata, you know. No problems, no worries. It's not that. Christ says, I'm watching over. I'm taking care of you every day. I'm taking care of your every need. And I know what you need. I know what you want. When you ask me in the Lord's Prayer for daily bread, I know what to supply. I know what to give you. You're not a stranger to me. You're my child. You're my heir. He says, don't worry. Don't worry about the things that are changing. Don't worry about the things that you have no control over. Just know that I have control over everything. Jesus is comforting his disciples. He knows what they're going to face. He knows the opposition that's going to be in their face as well. And he says, I don't want you to worry. I am the Lord. I give you life. I am the Lord who is here as your Savior to forgive you, to love you, to provide for you, to do everything necessary for your life and for eternity. And that's what I have done. He says, you of little faith. This is kind of an interesting thing when he closed this off. He said, even the pagans run after them, and the Father knows that you need them. Why you worry, you of little faith? That might have been hard for the disciples to hear. And it's probably hard for us to hear it as well. Oh, you of little faith. It's time to put the worries away, isn't it? To put our confidence and trust in what God has done. Even though it looks like he isn't in control at all with all the bad things happening in this world, we know he is. He is the creator of all things. He is the one in charge. Don't worry. When it looks like Satan is winning, God is in charge. Don't worry. Put your confidence and trust in him. How did Jesus close this off? He says, put your treasure in heaven. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Nothing can destroy that treasure there. That's God's promise to you. It's God's promise to you so that you and I don't have to be afraid, don't have to worry. When the disciples were in a boat and there was a storm surrounding them, oh, they cried to Jesus, oh, Lord, we're going to die. They were worried. But Jesus was in the boat, and he stilled the storm. And he calmed the waves. And they said, who is this? Even the wind and the waves obey him. It's the Lord. That's who it is. It's the Lord in our lives. That's who it is. The wind and the waves obey him. The troubles that Satan can send our way are not things that we should spend our time worrying about, but take them all to God in prayer. Take them to him because we know he watches over the birds. He watches over the flowers and the grass. He meets their needs. And he will and does meet ours. It doesn't mean we go through life and say, well, God will take care of everything. Oh, no, he's given us the privilege to live our lives for him, to do diligent work, to do it joyfully as a gift of God, to live our lives in thanksgiving of what he has given us the opportunity to do, not to be scared and hunker down in some corner until Jesus comes in glory. But to boldly live in a world that will oppose us because it opposes him. In a world that has all these problems, he says, I want you out there. I want you being the light and salt in this world. I want you being the one who shows that there is nothing to worry about as long as we remember who's in charge, who is the creator of all things, and have a confidence in that God that he so loved you that he sent his one and only Son. To have a confidence that what God plans and has in mind is right, is good. Dear brothers and sisters, so many reasons to be afraid. So many things that surround us that we're scared to go downtown, we're scared to park our car, we're scared to sit and watch parades, we're scared to gather with large groups because we don't know what's going to happen. Don't forget who's in charge. Oh, yes, don't be careless. Be watchful. Be on guard for all these things around you. Be alert to what's going on around. But be confident that God so loved you that he gave his one and only Son. And if he made that sacrifice, that shows how much he loves you and how we can put our confidence and trust in him. We know he knows what we need. Trust him. Put your confidence in Christ. You know, there was a song written way back, and I believe it was 1905, and it was made popular eventually by the singer Ethel Waters. And I share with you two of the verses of that hymn. Why should I feel discouraged? Why should the shadows come? Why should my heart be lonely and long for heaven and home? When Jesus is my portion, my constant friend is he. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know he's watching me. Let not your heart be troubled. His tender word I hear, and resting on his goodness, I lose my doubts and fears. Though by the path he leadeth me, but one step I may see, his eye is on the sparrow, and I know he's watching me. And he is. Be confident of that in Jesus Christ. Amen. And now may the peace of God, that goes beyond all understanding, keep your hearts and minds confident in your Savior Jesus, till we stand with him in glory everlasting. Amen.